Hello, this is Gary, and you're listening to Timeline Astrology. Welcome back to Timeline Astrology Podcast. Today I'm going to take a look at the astrology of Brexit. In April 2019, Jupiter is stationing retrograde, and it does so at 0 degrees of sidereal Sagittarius. So it will remain at this degree, therefore, from March 29th until April 23rd. So it enters 0 degrees Sagittarius on March 29th. Now that's interesting, because that's the very day that the UK is leaving the EU. So this degree in the zodiac and this juncture between Scorpio and Sagittarius is one of the most challenging for planets to transit. It is so challenging that planets behave as if they've slipped between a gap in the pavement. That's one expression I've heard, but it's very apt. I myself have my ascendant degree very close here. So for me, my life has been, to some degree, as if I'm looking out at life through a gap, because Scorpio is a hole in the ground. So that kind of hole in the ground is also, because you can look at it a different way. It's not just a hole in the ground if you look into the hole. It's also, if you're in the hole, a way of looking out at the light outside that hole. And that's what Sagittarius represents. And that's the transition from Scorpio, the dark hole, to Sagittarius, the bright light. And this is where the planet Jupiter is stationing in March and April. It will enter March 29th and then it will station in April. So it will remain here to the end of April in this hole, looking out at this light, but in the hole. So this is very interesting because Jupiter represents the economy in a general sense, but it also represents our sense of hope and optimism, our sense of order in the world. Because Jupiter in many ways represents the biggest, it's the biggest planet in our solar system, first of all. And although it throws asteroids into our path that would not otherwise have even ventured near us, it actually mostly does a good job of protecting us because it will, with its huge, because it's the biggest planet, with its huge gravity, pull and throw asteroids that are, you know, within our range away from us. So it's this protective force in the horoscope. And it's seen as Guru in Sanskrit is the name for Jupiter, the teacher, the remover of darkness. You know, so it's interesting to see at this juncture in time for Brexit, the planet of hope and optimism and this remover of darkness slipping into a hole. So Britain, of course, and Ireland, especially, as well as the EU, but Britain and Ireland more especially are the most impacted by this transit of Jupiter. And I would actually say that Ireland is actually even more impacted than Great Britain. And the reason I say that is because drawing up both charts for each country, we see that Jupiter is at the cycle that Ireland is currently experiencing in their chart. Now, Jupiter represents finances for both the British and the Irish chart. So financial concerns are going to be, you know, a big one for some time to come. But this juncture is a particularly sensitive time. And then after it stations here until the end of April, it starts to move backwards. It starts to appear to move backwards, and it will actually, in relation to the sign Scorpio, move backwards until August and remain in Scorpio until the 4th of November. So this is kind of like going back to the drawing board, going back over things again. And going back over what? Well, going back over everything that they've been speaking about for many months now. But especially in the last few weeks, since January of 2019, Jupiter has entered what is called a shadow phase. So it's now moving through the last 10 degrees of Sidereal Scorpio, and it will move back over the 10 degrees and back over again until November 4th, where then it will finally move into Sagittarius and remain in Sagittarius after November 4th. And after November 4th, and especially as it clears this gap that I've been speaking about, Jupiter is in a stronger position. It's a much stronger position for Ireland, for the UK, and for the world in general. But there is this gap that we have to negotiate in March and April of 2019. Another chart that I look at in relation to this is very relevant. It's for Britain's chart because their nodes are placed in Gemini and Sagittarius, where planets are gathering and the nodes are returning. So the North Node is returning to where it was 18 years ago. And we look back many, many cycles ago, in fact, for the British chart, we can see that the nodes are returning again. And they do so in 2020, in April of 2020. And it's always good to draw up a chart of when the nodal return occurs and to see the planets that rule the nodes, in this case Gemini and Sagittarius are ruled by Mercury and Jupiter, to see where Mercury and Jupiter are placed in that chart to see the themes moving forward for the next 18-year cycle for Britain. And in that chart, I'm looking at Mercury is debilitated in the fifth house. And the fifth house is very much about speculation, about the future. And so we can see there's some issue there about speculation into their future. And at the same time, Jupiter is placed in its debilitation, in Capricorn, in the third house. And that's very much about, you know, the confidence of the people of Britain. So there's challenges ahead for Britain, and not just in 2019, but 2020 and beyond, because of this nodal return, in terms of the finances, in terms of especially financial speculation moving forward. And then with Ireland, even though they're not having a nodal return, they're strongly impacted because, as I mentioned, they're in a Jupiter cycle, and Jupiter is doing this stationing thing in this hole. So the Irish horoscope experiences a 16-year cycle of Jupiter, and that began in 2012, and that continues in 2028. And Jupiter in the Irish chart is actually placed in Capricorn in debilitation. Now, it's stronger by degree. So if we break down the degrees of each sign, Jupiter is at 7 degrees in the Irish chart, which is actually a very strong position, the Pisces division. And it's also called what's known as Pushkara, so it's a very strong position ultimately. But there is some weakness there on the surface level of things. And Jupiter in debilitation is all about financial weakness. And it's also about ethical weakness, because having to deal with all the financial and practical issues of life, Jupiter cannot deal with the higher ethical issues of life where it does in Cancer in the opposite sign. So there's some ethical issues that Ireland is dealing with throughout these years. And there's also financial difficulties that they're dealing with as well. Now, Jupiter, interestingly, is, or I should say, the sub-cycle of Mercury is the current cycle, but it's going to enter Ireland's chart again, a K2 or South Node sub-cycle in October 2019. So therefore, it will be in a Jupiter South Node or Jupiter K2 cycle from October 2019. Now, this is quite interesting because K2 is the ruler of the chart, the Irish chart, Scorpio rising, but it's placed in the 12th house of losses and expenditure. So there's an uncertain period coming up for Ireland subsequent to Brexit. And it's going to change a lot in the country because Jupiter K2 itself is a, you know, like a conjunction of Jupiter K2, as we will have in 2020, is a time for changing beliefs, a time for changing outcomes in terms of the economy, financial, what you believe to be possible. So there's a lot that's going to change in the next year and in many years for these two countries. And it'll be interesting to see how this kicks off in March. And March itself being a very confusing time, because in March we have, while all of this is happening with Jupiter, we have the opposite to Jupiter, which is Mercury, going retrograde. So Mercury's retrograde from March 5th until the end of March. And while Mercury's retrograde prior to this Brexit, we have Jupiter again moving into this last degree of Scorpio and then the first degree of Sagittarius, and the nodes then moving into Gemini and Sagittarius. So Gemini and Sagittarius, ruled by Mercury and Jupiter, are going to be the big players moving forward. And Mercury being all about business, everyday interactions, and facts and figures are going to be ramped up to the nth degree. All we're going to hear about are, you know, facts and figures. And on some level, we're going to really feel drawn to keeping a balance through something more meaningful, which is Jupiter. But we're going to be challenged by that, because there's also going to be very extreme expressions of people's faith and beliefs and something meaningful to them. So it's kind of like a, you know, a fundamentalist kind of situation, religious situation here, where we can see a repeat of, you know, acting out in very idealistic ways, in very destructive ways that affects everyday life, that affects our everyday business and, you know, travel plans and so on and so on. So this whole Brexit period in March and April is a very uncertain period, leading up to it especially, but also beyond it, with the changes that have to occur for not just Britain and Ireland, but the whole of the EU and the world, because Jupiter is stationing in this hole for all of the world. It's not just, you know, the EU that's experiencing this. It's not just Brexit thing. It's, you know, everywhere and everything. So that's my two cents on Brexit. You can read more at timelineastrology.com. I've written articles about these transits. And for now, I'd like to thank you for listening. Until next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.